Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to a new edition, a new episode of the LWYM podcast, Absolute Truth, Absolutely. This is your host, Gio, and I am the youth leader of LWYM, and I am so happy, so excited that you are able to join us and download these podcasts for your listening enjoyment and also for your spiritual growth. This week has been very eventful, I would have to say, filled with just horrendous stories, horrific stories in the Middle East about how everything is just simply blowing up. And, you know, this really angers me, and this I wanted to take today's episode to really, first and foremost, send out our deepest condolences to the families of the victims that lost their lives in the Middle East because of the violent protests led by Muslims. Yes, Muslims, I said it, not radical Muslims, but Muslims. And for everything else that has been happening, there's been just a righteous indignation building up in my person, and I know, and many other people throughout the nation, because we're seeing slowly but surely how our First Amendment rights are being attacked from the inside. And at the same time, we are simply catering to the enemy. What do I mean by that? We are saying to those people who see us as a threat, who see us as their enemies, that we are weak, that we are people who will simply stand down and not do anything right, not do anything righteous, not defend our nation, not defend our principles, by caving to these forms of bigotry, intolerance, to caving to the sadistic desires of these people who are religious zealots, the true religious zealots, that want nothing but to impose religion, especially a violent religion, on others. And I want to talk to you a little bit today about some of this, give you some background, give you some important points, and just to use logic and reason to arrive at the proper truth here, because we need to know what it is, because we've got so many liars up in politics, up in our media. I mean, we've got liars galore, and it seems like more and more, and this is part of the thing that bothers me the most, we've got people who have become so used, so accustomed to being lied to, that now it's not a matter of if they're lying, it's a matter of how they're lying. We should be indignant that these people are lying to our faces and then give us a straight face, and as a matter of fact, they're even laughing in our faces while they do it, because they understand that we're not going to do anything about it. We sit here and we simply accept the lies, and we say, hey, that's cool, that's all right. As long as you say it in a nice way, it's acceptable. Man, I am so indignant with this situation. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the people who listen to this podcast, you're young people. You're people who are in college, who are in high school. It's time to speak up. We can't wait anymore to share our faith. We can't wait anymore to defend our freedoms, our liberties, our God-given rights. We can't wait anymore. If you're going to sit on the sidelines, sit on the sidelines. And don't bicker. Don't complain. Sit on the sidelines. But let the rest of us who are actually trying to participate in this fight, who are actually trying to do something about this, work. You know what? I'm getting sick and tired. I have no patience, absolutely no patience, for those people who are enjoying these rights to free speech, and then all they sit there and complain about the methodology. They complain that we are the ones trying to bring this to the forefront of people's attention so that they may defend and uphold liberty. Oh, but it's the way that you guys do it. We should be focusing on other things. You know what? Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way, because we're trying to defend what is precious. While those people who are enjoying, reaping the benefits of others, who have laid down their lives in order to defend liberty, to defend freedom of speech, they're employing the sacrifices of others in order to attack those that are trying to defend those that are trying to take away our God-given rights. I can't stand it. I have no tolerance for such people. Anyways, having said that, we are pretty much days removed from the September 11th attacks at our embassies in Cairo, Egypt, in Benghazi, Libya. And in Libya, we find that Chris Stevens, the U.S. ambassador to Libya, was killed, and three others. And now we recently find out that four troops more were killed in Afghanistan by someone who was dressed in Afghani police, in an Afghani police uniform. And this is not the only incident that we have found. Many others have died. Not including, and this is something that the media fails to mention, the amount of Christians that are suffering at the feet of Islamic zealots. those that are suffering at the feet of jihadists. You know why? Because these Christians, they don't choose to see the world the way that Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, tells everyone to see, the way Allah tells everyone to see things. They simply want to worship. They want to worship Jesus. And yet we've got Muslims saying, no, either you submit to Allah or we kill you. And on a daily basis, Christians are losing their lives because of these intolerant fools. And that yet we find that the media in this country is playing this other narrative. Oh, Christians are truly the intolerant ones. Christians are the ones who can't stand the fact that we have diversity. Well, I don't see Christians going out and burning up buildings and killing other individuals because Jesus was portrayed in a blasphemous manner. I don't see Christians going out and trying to raid embassies and burning an American flag because some film, which is purportedly blamed for all of this, when we know for a matter of fact that this was a staged attack from those higher ups in Al-Qaeda, and it's been showcased, and yet this administration, the Obama administration, continues to say, no, this was a spontaneous situation. This erupted because of this film. The film is a scapegoat, ladies and gentlemen. The film is a scapegoat, okay? The film is a scapegoat. This was a planned attack. You've even got the higher ups in Libya saying that this was a pre-planned attack. There are reports that say that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, actually had 48 hours prior to the incidents in Cairo, Egypt, had a warning that this was going to happen. As a matter of fact, in many places, there have been reports that in Cairo, they had up to a 7-day window where they could have done something about this situation. And nothing was done. You wonder why. Some people might say, oh, Gio, you're a conspiracy theorist. Call me what you may. Our First Amendment right is under attack. I see this filmmaker, Nakula, Basili Nakola, which originally he was associated with the name Sam Basile for putting out this very amateurist film called Innocence of Muslims. And there was a trailer, a 14-minute trailer posted on YouTube. I mean, it was a horribly made film. Honestly, horribly made. But nevertheless, they tried to, or the people that put this together tried to, put it into satire, the things that, the life of Muhammad. And they try to put this on the film. And then you've even got Al-Qaeda operatives saying that this had nothing to do with the film. Yeah, you've got some people out in the street saying you're not going to insult the Prophet Muhammad, whatever the case may be. But this, the intelligence community lets us know that this was a pre-planned attack. They wanted to attack us on September 11th, the anniversary of the attacks that happened in the year 2001. What a way to slap us in the face. And you know what happens? Our administration, instead of defending our rights, instead of saying, you know what, we're not going to take this. We're not going to sit by and let you degrade. We're not going to let you desecrate our flag. Old Glory, when I saw the images of Old Glory being burned, I thought about the millions that have given their lives in sacrifice for our freedoms, for our liberties, for our country. I thought about this and I said, good Lord, what is going on here? And then the U.S. Embassy in Cairo puts out this statement, this egregious statement, which says that we don't agree with these filmmakers that are trying to incite violence. I don't have the exact quote. I'm not going to use it. But it was so egregious. It was so disgusting. It was so reprehensible that our government is more worried about Islamists who are truly the intolerant ones, those that are trying to kill off innocents, than for our free speech rights. And then I look at the pictures coming out of Los Angeles where this filmmaker was taken into custody. Never mind that he was taken. Some people say because he was on probation, and there's stories out there of him trying to, in the past, the intent to produce methamphetamines. Yes, that's all. Those are serious charges. I understand that. But as it pertains to this case, this man simply exercised his right to free speech. And he had to cover himself so that the cameras would not take a glimpse of his face, because he knows that now he is a marked man. And instead of denouncing Islam, instead of denouncing the true intolerance, We're defending evil. We're defending evil. I mean, I cannot believe this. We are defending the perpetrators. We are defending those that have killed innocent lives. We are defending those that promote intolerance, those that would kill off freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that right now before the UN, there is a resolution, Resolution 1618, which is an initiative of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Well, what does it say? Part of this was put together because of this confederacy of 57 Islamic nations. They want to criminalize any type of speech that denounces Islam. You know what some of the wording that you can find inside of this resolution is? Quote, discriminatory language. They say they don't want any type of discriminatory language against Islam. They, in other words, if you speak the truth of Islam, that could be considered a hate crime. So if I sit here and I say, you know, the Quran says that you have to beat your wife into submission, or that those that don't submit to Allah, they have to die, and the infidels have to die, and those that become apostates from Islam, they have to die a traitor's death. If I say that, I could be considered, or that can be considered discriminatory language, even though all I'm saying is the truth about the Quran. And they also categorize it as defamation of religion, even though you're saying the truth of their holy scriptures. And here's the other one. Here's the most interesting one out of all of them. Incitement to imminent violence. So therefore, let me see if I get this straight. We are going after those that, because they are speaking the truth of Islam, they incite others to violence. What justification is there to incite this kind of violence? This is a total reversal of justice. A total reversal of justice. Now all of a sudden we're going after those that supposedly, because of discrimination, because of their free speech, they're saying the truth about Islam. But no, they incite violence. We're not going after those that perpetrate the violence. We're going against those that incite the violence by simply speaking the truth of Islam. Man, where have we gotten to? I mean, I look at our nation. I look at the United States. And I say to myself, what brought us to this point? We're not a shadow of what we once were. We're defending the indefensible. As a nation, we're trying to excuse and we're trying to justify evil. I mean, what led us here? I mean, we know what the answer is. We know what the answers are, rather. But we have to do something. We have to stand up. We can't continue to let these evil, sadistic maniacs continue to define free speech. We can't allow these politicians who could care less for rights and freedoms, that all they care about is power. We have to send a message. We've got to do something. You know what that something is? We need to speak up. We need to say the truth. We need to let others know about the truth. We need to wake up from our slumber. I'll give you another example of this. We find a situation now that in Venice, Florida, there's a couple who's holding a weekly Bible meeting every Friday, and their attendance are about 10. And now, we find that they are being issued a $250 a day citation, a fine, for zoning issues. Huh. So if I have my friends over for Monday night football, it doesn't matter how many I have, and I have a barbecue, there are no zoning issues or violations. But if I hold a Bible study, now all of a sudden, I have zoning violations. Sounds like religious intolerance to me, doesn't it? To you? And suppression of free speech. I wonder if they would do this to an Islamic couple that was holding these types of meetings in their homes. They wouldn't do that. Of course not. Liberals are liberals. They usually are hypocrites. Well, even a lot of people who say that they're Republicans are a bunch of hypocrites also. You know what? Some people might accuse me and say, this is a strictly political speech you've got going on here. No. This is a God-given right speech. This is a speech that's a wake-up call. This is a speech that lets every single person that listens to this program know that we need to defend our God-given rights, because the day that they take that away from us is a day that many will stop, refrain from speaking the truth because they are afraid. And let me tell you something. I take this issue of speaking the truth very seriously, because I take Jesus' words seriously, and that is that if I know the truth, this truth is going to set me free. And it's the only thing that sets us free, which is the truth. And evil knows that if it can suppress truth, the less people are going to find out what the truth is and be in freedom and enjoy freedom and liberty, which only Jesus Christ can give. That's what I see being played out here. Doesn't matter how many people want to categorize this as political speech. This is the issue of our day and of our age. When the indefensible is defended, we know that we have reached a tipping point in our society, in our culture, and that we need to reverse course. If not, we are falling down a cliff and we will not be able to get up from it. I'm telling you, this is serious business. This is a serious issue, and we need to make sure we stand up for our rights to free speech. If Islamists can say what they want to say, then we also have the right to speak the truth about Islam, about their intolerance, about their hatred for freedoms and liberty, and their hatred of Western culture, and their hatred of everything good and God. That's the reality that we have here. You know what? Just to give you an example, and I'll end with this. I wouldn't be able to say this if I was in Sudan. I wouldn't be able to say this if I was in Egypt somewhere. I wouldn't be able to say this. My head would be on a guillotine, because I'm being discriminatory against Islam. And yet it's because of the reason that we have free speech in this country is that many Muslims have come to the feet of the Lord and they said, I recognize the errors of my ways. I recognize the errors of the Quran. I recognize it, and I'm able to free myself. I was able to free myself from this because Jesus showed me the way. How are we not going to give those things up on a silver platter on the altar of sacrifice when we need freedom? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we need to do something. If you've kept silent up until this point in your classrooms, it's time to speak up. It's time to say something. It's time. We can't wait any longer. We've got to tell our friends. We've got to tell our family members. We've got to spread the word. And we've got the media. We've got the means to do it. Take to Twitter. Take to your Facebook page. Don't waste any more lines or space on your Twitter or Facebook page or on YouTube to say things that are just inconsequential, things that have nothing to do with anything, things that are unimportant. It's time to lead in this battlefield of ideas so that people will be in freedom. I'm telling you, we need to do something. Do something. Do something. Do your little part to ensure that we protect this freedom which God has given us, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you something, just like Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. I don't want to live under a tyranny. I don't. Well, that's my commentary for this week. That's what's it's in my heart. And I hope that you'll share the sentiments and you will share the truth with your friends, with your family members, with your coworkers, with your co-students, with your teachers, so they too can know the truth of the matter in this world of confusion that we live in. Again, that's all the time I have left. I thank you for joining me on this podcast. Feel free to share this podcast with your friends and family members so that they too can know the truth of the matter. Also, make sure to check out our webpage, lwym.org. Also, check out our Twitter feed, @LWYM. And also, my personal Twitter feed, Giovanni, DC, JIOVANNE, DC. You can find me on Twitter. I'm posting stuff almost on a daily basis. Articles for your growth and so you can stay informed. And last but not least, you can also check out my personal blog, which is lwym.org/truth, lwym.org/truth. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the Absolute Truth Absolutely podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And until the next time, may the Lord shine his face upon you.